to Cora, who is Managing Director of Celebrate Nurses Campaign for International Nurses Week. It's a bit of a mouthful, but we're going to get you to explain a bit about the week that's been going on. Thanks very much for having a chat with us.
Great, Paula. So it is a bit of a mouthful, but we'll take it down simply to you have International Toast Day, International Marmite Day, there's lots of them. But I have to say, we didn't know until 5 years ago that International Nurses Day, which falls on May 12th every year, Florence Nightingale's birthday, is a day where each country can take the opportunity to positively recognise the role of nurses in our communities, our hospitals, nursing homes, and in society in general. So we decided 5 years ago that we would do something to celebrate nurses. And in-house, we did an event. We invited 12 nurses in. We brought in an image consultant. We asked her, Frances Jones of Image Matters. We gave all of her time free of charge. And she met with the 12 nurses who were invited and showed them how to dress like a superhero outside of scrubs and workwear. And we had a stress management coach come in and talk to them about how to care for yourself once you're caring for others. And we've had hampers, we've had events, we've had the likes of the VHI clinics take our Celebrate Nurses booklets and put them into the waiting rooms so you can write a word of comment or thanks to a nurse. And we take all of those comments and thank yous and tweets and Facebook comments and we collate them onto a website called celebratenurses.ie. And the intention is that nurses can go on and see how much we appreciate them. But on May 12th, we try and get the hashtag Celebrate Nurses trending so that we can create awareness and that hopefully in time people will know that May 12th means you pick up your phone, you call your friend who's a nurse, you send her a text or you send him an invitation for lunch or you do something on Facebook or social media that just says, nurses you rule and we would be lost without you. So probably even longer answer to a long-winded question, but yeah, essentially we just want nurses to know we think they're absolutely amazing. We want people to give the opportunity to go and leave a word of thanks or gratitude on social media or online. We capture it all. And then nurses, when they're having a good day, a bad day, an in-between day, they can go in and they can really see like their work touches our lives so much and that we are eternally grateful to them.
It's a huge high-stress job and there must be days when just everything absolutely goes wrong and it's just a nice thing to do to kind of say like, listen, remember, even if you're having the worst day ever, there's still loads of people out there that appreciate you.
It is, but it's also maybe in the moment you did something so insignificant to you because you're a nurse and that's what you do. And maybe you just totally calm down a patient or a relative of a patient and then, you know, we think you're awesome and you just think you're doing your job. So we want the nurses to know, like, we don't think what you do is, you know, a job. We think it's incredible. We actually kind of go, oh my God, could you imagine? And everyone going, no, I couldn't do their job. I couldn't do it. And they do it so well. And I think that's whereby, you know, it's not in the moment. Like, if there's some of the comments that are on the webpage, they would make you cry. Like, people are saying, look, I gave up. I wasn't going to have babies. I've had difficulty conceiving. And a nurse stopped me on the way out of one of the maternity hospitals and said, I've been delivering babies for 30 years. You're going to be a mum. And I'm now the proud mum of two, and maybe I would have given up only for that nurse stopped and said to me, you're going to be a mum.
I'm forever grateful for, I was getting a head doctor was trying to give me an IV puncture for about half an hour and my arm looked like a pin cushion. And then one of the head nurses came upstairs, went tap, 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 done. And I was like, oh my God, sometimes just get a nurse to do it.
There's a bad joke on social media and it says, be nice to nurses, they stop doctors killing you.
Oh yeah.
So we don't think it's that bad, but we do, our experiences are, a doctor comes in, you're in a heightened sense of, I need to listen to him, I need to listen to him, or I need to listen to her. And then a nurse, a few moments later, says, okay, so what they said was, and they go, oh, thank God. And without that person there, it's all part of the network of care. A doctor, anaesthetist, a pharmacist, a radiographer, an oncology team, they all play such major parts. And in amongst all of those is woven your nurses who work with the professionals and work with the patient. And I think they're the glue, basically, that without which it all fragments. So I think it's really important that as a profession, we recognise and we appreciate it. And I do know it's sometimes kind of people go, oh, positive recognition campaign, it's very American and we're Irish. And I'm going, no, we're the island of 100,000, like, Cade Mead of Fáilte. We're the ones that are up for having the crack and having the party. We have some of the best trained nurses in the world. And I think we should you know, lead the celebration. And we're never one to shy from a party either. So I do think we should lead the celebration to celebrate nurses and to show that we think, you know, they are just amazing people.
But it's nice to actually do it, like, publicly as well.
It is. There's some of the comments that you'd see up there, and people might just come up and they might look, like, well, don't just put up on it, James's Hospital's Nurses Rule. You know, it could be Beaumont are the best nurses. And we have the intention, the e-booklet, the comments are put together into a 365 e-booklet, and we have plans to get those printed and to leave them into the staffing rooms of nursing establishments, and for asking people to say, look, if you want to download and get it printed, so you can leave it where your staff work and where your nurses work. Like, there was a nursing home down in, it was in County Limerick, I think it was Molam Healthcare Group, and all the residents, they did a coffee and cupcakes morning, and they served up to the nurses who work in the nursing home and thanked them for the care they gave them, and there was a sing song, and it just was so awesome. This morning, Laura Lynn Hospice, they're having a coffee morning for their nurses to tell them, because Laura Lynn Hospice Week is coming up and it'll be all about superheroes. So they were saying, you know, today you're our superheroes, you're our everyday superheroes. So companies across our nation and across the world are doing something to recognise the amazing nurses that work for them as well. So, you know, it's all good. We'd like to get it out there a bit more and to get more people involved.
So you're looking at the hashtag Celebrate Nurses if anybody wants to get involved in that. And are there any other places where people should go for more information?
Yeah, so the website itself is called celebratenurses.ie, and there's a guest page and you can go in and write the comment there. Now, they have to be authorised by us, so they go, it looks like it just, you get a message that says your comment has been recorded and it will go live. We just have to make sure that the comments that go up are not robots for stuff. So yeah. The comment goes up on that, and then you can follow IND is International Nurses Day 2017, that's on Twitter, and you will see, but I'd say even just reach out to someone who's in your phone who's a nurse who trains, or a friend who trains. You know, we may not always be able to go back to that moment in time to a nurse who helped you in Galway University Hospital or Limerick or Cork or Dublin, but you know other people who can. Like, we're just, yeah, any which way that you think it'd be nice to do something for the nurses, and then if you want to tell us what you did, share it with us on celebratenurses.ie, or use the hashtag and we'll capture it into our, you know, here's some of the crazy amazing things people did this year to celebrate nurses.
Excellent, Cora. Thank you so much for having a chat with us today, and best of luck with it for the rest of the day. There's still a fair few hours left to get
there
that in.
Indeed. Well, so far we've got 1,500 tweets mentioned, so we're not in the top 20 trending, but it says our trendsetter says we're getting there. So yeah, hopefully by the end of the day we'll have got up there into the nation, and everybody will be hashtagging Celebrate Nurses.
Excellent. Thank you so much for
Thanks
having a
so
chat
much
with us.
For your time.